This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Have some fun, shall we? Get into the news of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about in a wholesale and retail way, and a wholesome way as well. That's the byword, we're wholesome, here on the DJV show. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. Jennifer is all spoked out, as it were. That wasn't because she was riding a bicycle either. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is at the controls. And so let's approach the day with aplomb. I always thought that was an interesting word, didn't you?
I love
plum.
That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Aplomb. With aplomb. Okay, well, if you've got a
plum, not as in like the food way, but yeah. There is some food news if you want to do that.
Ah, okay.
Some trending food news from the James Beard Foundation. The James Beard Award was they were given out earlier this week, and since 1990, the James Beard Foundation, which James Beard himself was sort of he was a chef and kind of redefined American cuisine. And so they honor the best, most outstanding names in the food and beverage industry. And the best restaurant in all of the United States is in Philadelphia. And if you go to Zahav, which is actually an Israeli restaurant in Philadelphia, it's focused on all kinds of Israeli cuisine, as well as a mix of modern and American cuisine. And that won the James Beard Award for Best Restaurant in America. And so, yeah, good for Philly. That's good news for them. And so, and you don't really think
they
of Philly.
You Philadelphia cheesesteak at this restaurant?
Yeah, no cheesesteaks there, but you don't really think, except for cheesesteaks, that's funny you bring that up, but you don't really think of Philly much on a national platform of, you know, amazing restaurants. You think of New York, obviously, Charleston, South Carolina always has a bevy of restaurants that get named for all kinds of awards. So it's good for Philadelphia. The best chef in the Mid-Atlantic region went to Tom Cunanan from Bad Saint, and that is in Washington, D.C. I don't know, Kara, if you're familiar with that restaurant, but that's obviously going to have a spike of visitors now. The best chef in the Midwest was Ann Kim from Young Joni. That's in Minneapolis. In the Northeast, there's a Boston restaurant called Uni, and Tony Messina is the best chef there. The best chef in the Northwest is Brady Williams for Canlis, that's in Seattle. Best chef in the South is Vishwesh Bhatt for Snack Bar in Oxford, Mississippi.
Good for you.
Best chef in Southeast is Mashama Bailey for The Gray, that's in Savannah, Georgia. And she's actually, I've read about her, she's kind of a rising star in the culinary world. The best chef in the Southwest is Charlene Badman, and that's F&B in Scottsdale, Arizona. And the best chef in the West is Michael Cimarusti from Providence. Providence is the name of the restaurant, and that is in Los Angeles. So congratulations to everybody. There is there isn't a prize in terms of money.
Well, the prize is what happens. your reputation is enhanced and people go to the visit.
Oh, yes. Yeah. This is, as soon as you get a James Beard Award and you put that plaque on your front door, the traffic is just unbelievable. People, this is like the Oscars of the food world. So it changes businesses.
Does it get played up on these food networks and food shows? Is that, where does this guy James Beard come from? I don't know him or much about him.
I don't believe he's alive anymore, but he was the foundation was started in his name. And so it basically is a nonprofit to honor the best of the best.
Good food. Okay, so probably Mickey D's is not going to be on the list.
Probably not.
Really fabulous, really great, fantastic restaurants. McDonald's, in other food news, inching closer to getting on board the meatless burger wagon, new version of one of its biggest, vegan burger, the Big Vegan TS. And they are launching it in Germany, interestingly enough, one of the five leading international markets for McDonald's. And Nestle is making the meatless patty for McDonald's, which first started to sell the burger late last month. It's plant-based protein. The interest in this is growing rapidly. Consumers are looking for ways to eat healthier and reduce their environmental footprint. And that would come from the amount of beef that's grown and the methane gas and all that story
processing of beef in general. Yeah. And, yeah, it's very bad for the environment.
The difference here, for those of you who are veggie burger, I don't like veggie burgers. I've never liked them.
They always fall apart, don't they?
Yeah, right. And they don't taste
good. It's kind of mushy. Yeah.
I don't like even the taste. So this new protein, this burger, which is basically a protein burger, designed to look and taste just like meat. So what do they call it? The blood burger? Didn't we talk about that the other day?
The Impossible Burger. Yeah, the Impossible Burger is being sold at Burger King.
At Burger King, right?
And that one, yeah, I'm not positive because it grosses me out. I haven't looked into it that much, but I believe the Impossible Burger is the one that when you cut it open, the inside looks like it's rare meat, and so it looks very similar to real meat, so I don't know.
So if you don't, you won't, I'm guessing, those of you who are burger fans and are in the Southwest, you won't find these at Carl's Jr. You won't find them at In-N-Out Burger. You probably won't even find them. What's that new chain that's all over the Northeast or all over the East Coast? Is Bob Boy? Five Boys. Five Brothers
five
or something?
Guys. That's
five
not new. Guys. That's been around for, I don't know, 15, 20 years probably.
Really?
We
just have them up here recently in the New England area.
Oh.
So I know that we were
people
in there
seem
once.
To like Five Guys a lot.
I had a veggie burger that was very good in there, and they have peanuts. So you sit around and eat the peanuts while you're waiting for the burger. And
wait,
I will
you
tell
don't
you
eat
have,
meat, though. What did you have?
I had a veggie burger. They have a veggie burger.
Oh, okay.
That was quite good. I had mushrooms with it and pickles and stuff. What else did I? I went in with a friend. Oh, they had great fries, too.
I was going to ask. Yeah, they've got the Cajun fries, which I get every time.
Ooh,
and
yum.
I eat too many, and they're super delicious. And then your whole car smells like Cajun fries. But not that I've been there before.
This is making me really hungry.
All right, let's go back to Burger King for a moment, because they announced this week something new and different. You know how McDonald's has been known for its Happy Meal, right? The fast food for McDonald's and kids like the Happy Meals. Now, Burger King has come up with a new line of meal boxes that honor all kinds of things in the human emotion category, from totally excited to sad. And they are calling these Real Meals. Real Meals launched last week, come in five different varieties. A pissed meal for when you're mad. Blue meal for when you're sad. The salty meal for when you're a little bitter. The Yaz meal for when you literally can't contain your excitement. And the DGAF meal for when you really could care less about anything. Who works it? This is crazy. They're available at Burger King in Seattle, Miami, L.A., New York, and Austin, Texas to try them out. Big, brightly colored boxes. Well, that's what they do at McDonald's.
Is there anything different in each meal, or are they the same thing?
No.
Like, am I going to get a little bottle of vodka if I've got, I don't know, if I'm feeling angry?
Probably not. No. They've dubbed them unhappy meals, actually. So they're happening at least during this. There's an experiment this month. This is Mental Health Awareness Month. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, so a Burger King getting in on that. Right? This is a lot of complexity here for something that's pretty simple. In a bag, you get a burger and fries and a drink. That's it. It sounds a little complicated. I don't think the average Burger King customer is interested in all this. I may be wrong about that, but I'm going to guess that's not their cup of tea. Well, listen, let's figure it out. Quarter past the hour in a moment. How eating chili peppers can help you. That's up next here on the DJV program.
This is brought to you by AbbVie. May is Hepatitis Awareness Month, yet many of the approximately 3.4 million Americans infected with chronic hepatitis C may not be aware of the damage the disease can cause. Dr. Julio Gutierrez.
Many people with chronic hepatitis C may not feel any symptoms, but what they're also not feeling is the possible long-term damage the virus may be causing.
If you've been diagnosed with hepatitis C, talk to your doctor about your options. Find out more at hepc.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 0707. Enjoy.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. With spring in full bloom, Americans are tossing out their unwanted items, but many forget their wallets could use another look as well. A Bank of America survey found 52% of credit card holders use multiple rewards cards to earn in a variety of categories. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
Lighten your wallet's load this spring with one credit card that helps you maximize your cash back by allowing you to choose from a variety of popular spending categories. With the new Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, you earn 3% cash back on gas, or you can change it to one of five popular categories each calendar month, including online shopping, dining, travel, drugstores, or home improvements and furnishings. Finally, one card helps you earn cash back on the things that matter most to you. So the only thing your wallet will accumulate is rewards.
Visit bankofamerica.com/choosemyrewards.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Let's get healthy, boys and girls. Welcome to Uncle Dougie's Restaurant, where a new experiment shows that eating chili peppers could slow down the spread of lung cancer. Listen up. This comes from one of those medical journals, Experimental Biology, finding the compound capsaicin, which is in hot chili peppers, can slow the spread of lung cancer. I've seen this sort of thing before, you know, where stuff that grows, and apparently things that are really spicy are good for your system. I can't stand to eat this stuff, but a lot of people love it. Lung cancer, leading cause of cancer death now for both men and women. So this is pretty big news. The research examined non-small cell living cancer cells, saw that this capsaicin stop the cells from moving into other tissues. Isn't there a drug called capsaicin? Why have I heard about this before, ladies? Do you know anything? Why would I?
I don't know. Maybe.
Getting this info, there's something ringing in my head about capsaicin. Anyway, so the bottom line in this research and with the focus on chili peppers, because the reason lung cancer is so hard to treat, it's difficult to detect. And once the symptoms arise, it usually is too late. It's kind of like pancreatic cancer, which I think would also be helped probably by having this stuff in your diet. So they did a lot of work on mice, and it's been determined that using this stuff, in a clinical setting anyway, slowed down the cancer quite successfully. So something to think about anyway, if you've got any of that in your family. 21 in change at the hour.
Mm-hmm.
many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's
one of her older songs.
Oh.
I kind of like it. It's called Ugly Lights. I like the beat. I don't know about the words.
I thought it was Miley Cyrus at first.
Yeah, really? Well, she has become moderately controversial, Miranda Lambert has. 2019 CMT Music Awards fast approaching. Nominations for the award show revealed this week. Miranda Lambert, Maren Morris, Brothers Osborne, and Zac Brown Band lead the nominations with 3 nods each. The show will be on June 5th, as I said. Additional acts receiving recognition with more than one nomination at the show include Brandi Carlile, Carrie Underwood, Cole Swindell, Dan and Shay, Dierks Bentley, Eric Church, Walter Georgia Line, Jason Aldean, Julia Michaels, Casey Musgraves, Kane Brown, Keith Urban, Kelsey Ballerini, Little Big Town, Luke Bryan, Luke Combs, Sugarland, Taylor Swift. All right, just for the heck of it, let's count how many women are involved. Because the big thing in country music now is that women are being dissed. So we got Miranda Lambert is 1. Maren Morris is 2. Let's see here.
Brandi
Carlile is 3. Carrie Underwood is 4. Let's see here.
Julia Michaels and Casey Musgraves. So yeah, 5 and 6. Kelsey Ballerini.
6.
And then some of the other 7. Bands have Little Big Town.
Taylor
and
Swift is 8. Oh, actually, Florida Georgia Line is led by a woman.
No,
anyway,
it's
right?
Not. No. It's 2 men.
Those are 2 guys.
Little Big Town and Sugarland both have women in them.
Oh, why did I think? No, you know what I was thinking? What's the, it begins with an A. Why am I thinking?
Lady Antebellum.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
They're not even on here.
It's interesting to me because I don't think that there's ever been a shortage of women at award shows. I feel like they've always kind of dominated, and they've always had Miranda Lambert and Carrie Underwood perform, and Carrie Underwood has been hosting award shows for forever. I think it's more just the radio play and the actual awards that are won. Yeah.
Well, that's because radio is run by a bunch of sexist pigs, old white guys. Who said that? Did I just say
you
that?
You said that. Yeah, but you're right. It's true.
Formatically, there are more women involved in programming AC than ever before, but that's kind of pretty much it. All right, so that's the latest from the awards department. CMT Music Awards next month. Man, there are a lot of those shows, though, aren't there?
Well, this next one's up. All fan-voted, so it's kind of different. Yeah. Fans can really actually have a say in it.
Mm. But how is Kelly Clarkson, by the way, back on The Voice? She look okay?
She looks okay, but I think she's still in some pain. She's been, you know, but she's tough, man. Gotta give her a lot of credit.
Good for her. Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber are now in the music focus. They have confirmed a new collaboration, which would be together, obviously. They're longtime friends. Ed Sheeran doesn't choose his friends too well, but that's all right. They both shared the news of Sheeran's newest single, I Don't Care, on their respective social media accounts. Then news of their joint effort came out after hints from both of them, including photos from the set of a shoot featuring them both in Hawaiian shirts and a snippet of I Don't Care that Bieber revealed on his social media. The pair had worked together before on a big hit called Love Yourself, which you're listening to now, which Sheeran and Bieber wrote together. So this new song, I Don't Care, will drop on Friday of this week. All right? So there it is. Today's Worm News at 28 past the hour. Where I came from, and I didn't want to write a song.
Here's that song again.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President's conflicts with his Democratic opponents escalated to new heights as a House panel voted to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt for refusing to turn over key documents relating to the Mueller report. It comes a day after the top Republican in Congress called the Russia report case closed. House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler.
This was a very grave and momentous step that we were forced to take today.
But Republicans don't agree. Congressman Doug Collins.
What a cynical, mean-spirited, counterproductive, irresponsible step it is.
Also, the president has exerted his executive privilege for the first time over the Mueller materials that the committee had subpoenaed. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 2 points, the NASDAQ was down 20, and the S&P 500 down 4. This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here we go again into the world of conversation. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen. That would be translated into "Welcome to the free DJV program." Here we are. Dum 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 doop doop. Around the world, B-52s have been added to the aircraft carrier strike group, moving to the Middle East. More trouble with the Iranians. Pentagon sending some more military muscle into this area to counter the threats from Iran to U.S. troops on the ground. And at sea, these people are crazy. This guy is certifiable. They have to deal with it. How is it so many certifiably crazy people get to be leaders of countries? You think about all the way. I mean, the history of the world is littered with these people who are crazy, who become leaders of the world. Even going back to the time of Alexander the Great, who is certifiable. Oh, these people that want to conquer the world. What kind of mindset wants to conquer
yeah,
the
true.
World? Huh?
What is it's true. Yep.
So you got all of these people now all worked up about this. The Pentagon says they're because of the heightened Iranian problem, we got to send more troops and the bombers. These B-52s can carry 70,000 pounds of bombs. So what are you going to do with all that stuff? They threaten them a little bit. But the Ayatollah is a certifiable nutcase. So he doesn't care. He's like Kim Jong Fatty.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing seems to, at least on the surface, it doesn't. They do a lot of huffing and puffing and make a lot of noise. We're not going to do this. We're not going to let you push us around. We'll fix you. What are you talking about? It's exasperating, isn't it?
It is.
It saps all of your energy thinking about these nutbirds that are running. And, I mean, you focus on who wants to be president. All these people are crazy. Who wants to be president? Who wants that responsibility? Who wants to be the target? Or unless you are, you know, kind of nuts. I don't know whether it's all past, present. I don't know.
I was thinking the other day when Mike Pompeo was on his way to Germany and he had, I don't know what he travels on. Does he travel on like Air Force 2 or whatever?
No, they have a 757 those guys use.
And then he has a press pool, you know, that travels with him. And so they were on their way to Germany and I guess they canceled that immediately and then it wasn't disclosed where they were going. It turns out they went to Iraq. They went to Baghdad. And it's all because of this Iran stuff. He said he wanted to go to Baghdad and assure the leadership there that, you know, the U.S. was still on their side and blah, blah, blah. But that must be, I thought about it, to have that job as Secretary of State, especially more so, I think, than the president, that must be terrifying. You're on your way to Germany to meet with Angela Merkel, and then you get the call, oh, hey, you've got to go to Baghdad right now. You've got to fly closer to the problem, and you have to fly into what maybe some people think is imminent danger. And then, what, you know, do you call your wife and say, hey, got to go to Baghdad now? It's crazy. I don't know anyone that would really, I don't know, I wouldn't want to sign up for that. That's not easy.
No. All right, here's something else going on that people around the world are talking about. These folks that work for Reuters, is it Wallone? That's how you pronounce that? And Kwai So-on? They spent 500 days behind bars in Myanmar. Reported on a story of the massacre, remember? That was last, it was 2 years ago. Wasn't that 2 years ago? Seems to me it's been a couple of years. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's
still a problem, but yes, that was like the Rohingya Muslims that were massacred in Myanmar. And the world didn't, the reason these two were jailed is because the world didn't know what was going on until these guys leaked it out. And they interviewed so many people over there and they were undercover and it's a, talk about putting yourself in the line of fire. They were in a very dangerous situation. And they were, you know, it's once again, it's incredible bravery to get the real story out of what has happened over there, the mass killing. It's crazy.
So, anyway, these two initially sentenced to 7 years under Myanmar's Official Secrets Act, but they've now been pardoned by the president as part of a custom of mass clemency during their new year.
They had to because the whole world knows about it now.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So it's, you know, this was not like any benevolent act. This was save face before anybody, you know, wants to do more digging into what's going on here.
There ought to be some more digging. Also, around the world, if you're trying to use Uber or Lyft today, there's going to be a big strike at most of the airports, right? Isn't it mostly at the airports there? Complaining about
it's in major cities, so if you have to go to the airport, book a cab or get a friend to drive you, because I wouldn't rely on Uber or Lyft.
How is the how's that IPO doing? Anybody been following?
They haven't filed. It hasn't launched. It hasn't whatever. It hasn't made a debut yet.
I thought it was already
yet.
Out there. Really?
No, it's Thursday, I believe.
So the New York Taxi Workers Alliance is supporting them, as you might think. But that's good. Going to be good for the taxis. All right, next up, we're going to focus on public service. those of you, this is Public Service Recognition Week. So I want to dig into the background of that and tell you a few stories right after these words here on the DJV program.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A friend in Denver mentioned the tax she pays quarterly to the city in order to have an office there. We laughed about what the city calls an occupational privilege tax because it's difficult to see any privilege in it. She must pay extra for each employee in her office. Ironically, they now require the payments to be sent to an address in Dallas. Is that because even the city of Denver doesn't want to pay the tax on its own employees? So they ship the work off to a city that doesn't charge such fees? Either way, it's an abuse of taxing authority, and there is nothing funny about that. This is just another way for government to grab your money. It's wrong, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour now on the DJV program. As I noted, May 5th through the 11th is Public Service Recognition Week. And so a focus on those who serve us, the people who are first responders. We'll gather some information, starting with Elizabeth Fields, who is with the Gary Sinise Foundation. She's Director of Development there. Chief Operating Officer, and this is something Gary Sinise is well known for, his selfless work with many different groups. He becomes very visible during national holidays, and so that, along with how you can put the public service groups together with companies who can help, and as a sort of combined effort here, we have Jessica Edgerton, who is Director of Brand Development for Cooper Tire and Rubber Company, leading their strategy and marketing efforts. And this is a way for a company like this to help acknowledge the good work that's being done by organizations like the Gary Sinise Foundation. Is that a good way of looking at it, Jessica?
Yes, absolutely. We really felt at Cooper that we had a common interest in honoring those that we rely on, in this case, first responders, since they have to rely on their vehicles to get to those in need, and your four tires on your vehicle are the only things to come into contact with the road, so they're a critical part of allowing you and first responders getting where they need to be. For us, honoring them during this week, providing this critical equipment, was really a natural fit.
So let's, Elizabeth, talk about more specifically the Gary Sinise Foundation. What basically is the mantra there? What do you want to be known more for than anything else?
Well, so first let me say thank you so much for having us on the show today. I greatly appreciate the time. The Gary Sinise Foundation, as you know, was founded by actor Gary Sinise, and our mission is really to serve our nation's defenders. That includes our veterans, our first responders, and their families. And we have four programmatic pillars that we focus on, and they're called RISE, Community Outreach, First Responders. And to learn more about it and the specifics that we do, you can visit GarySiniseFoundation.org.
Well, what you're looking for here in part, I would think, would be if you send people to the website, is donations to help the work continue. It can't all be on Gary Sinise's shoulders to do all of this stuff. You must have a lot of support from companies and individuals around the country, a la the Cooper folks.
We do, absolutely. Cooper Tire, individuals, and other companies have been instrumental in helping us with our core values of the foundation and ensuring that we can serve our nation's defenders, like firefighters, and yes, donations and any other volunteer time that people can give, we appreciate it. And again, you can visit the website, GarySiniseFoundation.org, to help us out.
So, Jessica, to go back to Cooper, why does somebody like you tell the bosses at Cooper, this is a good thing for us to attach to? Because there are a lot of different outfits. I'm sure that that there are opportunities for you to help in many different ways. All these big companies have foundations. So why the connection with Gary Sinise?
I'm glad that you asked that. As I mentioned earlier, you know, first responders are counted on no matter the conditions or the emergency, and they have to rely on their vehicles. But even though the tires that they are using on their vehicles can, and the conditions that they're in can be extreme, it's important for us to make listeners aware that, you know, tires are critical in your safety. And so in addition to honoring first responders during National Public Service Week, this was a great opportunity for us to get the message about Cooper out there through through this donation and to talk about the safety and reliability and the durability of our tires. The extreme conditions that first responders put their tires through, if our tires can stand up to that, then we really felt like that was a good opportunity to discuss what we can offer to everybody else.
Well, I think under the circumstances, it's one of those things where you, until you think about it, here's a great opportunity. How many people think about their tires until they go flat? You know, you really don't think about it until something doesn't work. So here's a way for you to have it, to put something like this on top of mind, and then to connect it to a twofold, two-pronged approach here. And so that's why I would suggest that people who are supportive of the kind of things that Gary does might go to GarySiniseFoundation.org to learn how you can help them with donations. And then support, if you believe in the mission, then you buy your tires from Cooper. It's pretty simple and straight, direct line. CooperTire.com is a good place to go for that. So, Jessica, thanks for being here. Elizabeth, thanks for telling the story. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warren Eckstein is here from The Pet Show, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of the book Memoirs of a Pet Therapist. That's the story of the horses that he's taken care of. They've done a nice job taking care of Warren, so they ran to write their story about Warren. So the horses have written this book, and it just Warren uses his name, but the horses really wrote the book. Memoirs of a Pet Therapist. You can find that wherever good books are sold. I imagine you can find it on Amazon, elsewhere. They can find Amazon it on Warren's website, as far as that's
concerned. Yeah, you can download it at thepetshow.com, sure.
Yeah. All right. Where you can find out more about Warren. I don't plug his stuff enough. Hugs and kisses. I feed every day little chunks of vitamins and minerals that come in the form of hugs and kisses. Warren has a proprietary blend of minerals and vitamins for both dogs in one canister and cats in another canister, and they are fabulous, and you ought to have them for your dog or your cat. Pet Show or hugsandkisses.com. Are pets racist? A conversation that actually Warren and I were having off the air, but I think it's worth a moment of our time. People say, well, wait a minute, what's he saying? A dog? How is a dog? Well, I think there is evidence, both of us can come up with, Warren, where dogs are discriminating, maybe not racist, because that word kind of gets overused, I think, in our society, but dogs can tell the difference between white people, black people, certain types of people, right? That's reality.
Absolutely. In other words, I actually got a call like that. It was kind of bothering me a little bit. I don't like the term racist either, but the bottom line is that over the years, having worked with as many animals as I've worked with, it's not unusual for a dog that's brought up in an all-white neighborhood to react differently to an African-American person and vice versa. I mean, years ago when I was training in the South Bronx and Harlem areas of heavy black populations, their dogs would often react the same way to me. Now, even when I was training overseas, it was interesting that the dogs also reacted to Asians differently than they reacted to myself. And I started questioning, what could it be? I mean, obviously, it's the way we look. Maybe it's mannerisms. But I think a lot has to do with our diets as well. Different diets, you know, everything with the dog is smell. So different diets produce different reactions on dogs as well. So I don't know if their races are real, but they're curious, and if they've not been exposed to something, they're kind of want to know more about it, so they may react differently. But it's not uncommon for a perfectly friendly dog to react differently when he sees someone of a different race, not because they're racist, but because it's different. I think that's more of a better way to describe it.
Yeah, okay, but it is something they're discerning. Let's use that word, if you will. USA Today, focusing on the problems of people who are alone. There's an article about loneliness and how to cope with loneliness. And one of the suggestions, this is not anything more than duh, is to have a pet, right?
Yeah, here's a quote from the article. When we think about loneliness, we need attachment figures, and pets meet that need. You don't have to worry about confidentiality or judgment. It is what it is. And it's so true. I mean, so many times over the years, I've worked with senior citizens, Catholic charities housing, where a person was living by themselves and they were depressed and they weren't taking care of themselves physically. And, you know, the women weren't putting makeup on, men weren't combing their hairs. But yet when you brought a dog into the environment, it made a big difference for them because it gave them the opportunity to go out and meet other people, and it gave them that interaction, which really helps with the loneliness. So all the new studies are indicating that if, you know, for loneliness, having a dog, here's a great quote. Listen to this. More than 54% of people said that their pet helps them connect with other people. 51% said that the pets make them feel less shy. There you go.
When you take a walk with your dog and other people are out walking with your dog, there's this sniff and smell thing from the dogs, and then the people that own the dogs are going to start having a conversation. I heard once from somebody who was trying to hook me up that the best place to find women is to go take a walk with your dog.
I always said, Doug, if I were an entrepreneur, I would rent cute puppies to single people and let them walk around the park because that's all you would need. Definitely, Lisa. Or there's a commercial on TV now. It's kind of interesting where a guy is walking a dog and it turns out that he's trying to flirt with a lady and the lady says, that's not really a dog, is it? And he said, no, and it's his friend's dog. But she had a baby and she was trying to meet somebody and the baby wasn't her real baby either. It belongs
really?
To a friend of mine. So it's a great
wow.
commercial, but it's
what
so
a story.
It's so true. And even in New York City, where people kind of walk down the street, if you have a dog, it's amazingly how people will stop and conversations will start up. Oh, I used to have a dog like that. Oh, what a cute dog. What's his name? So I think it's a real conversation starter, and I really think it really does help for people that are very lonely.
Yeah. Well, it's a horrible place to be. Nobody wants to be alone. Nobody like. Well, I like being alone sometimes, but I think maybe because I have the company of Daisy May, I'm not really alone. You aren't alone. You got your fabulous pet. Check out Warren at petshow.com, 59 after the hour in the DJV show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.